online discussion forum, sometimes the prompt encourages students to participate, but sometimes it discourages them from participating. In this episode, Dr. Zena Turan and Gray Kane will discuss how to create effective prompts for discussion forums.
What do you mean? How do we solve the obesity crisis in the U.S.? That's not a good question.
Discussions are for processing information, one with themselves. They are negotiating content with their background knowledge and their background experiences. So that's one way they're processing information in a discussion. And two, they're processing information by negotiating it with others in different perspectives. If you can't capitalize on people having different perspectives, then there's no point in bringing them together in a discussion. So if you can create problem-solving opportunities that capitalize on people having different perspectives, and one way you could do that, like, for example, if you hand-selected people based on their backgrounds, kind of like when you're choosing a team, if you're putting together a team and you put together someone with background in management, with someone else who has a background in criminal justice, and background in marketing, and someone else who has a background in engineering, I bet all those different backgrounds can come together and create a unique solution because they have different knowledge and skill sets that they can collectively combine in order to create something new. But often our students, we don't have that knowledge of them on that level in order to create those types of groups. And often they don't have that level of expertise for it to come out.
Yeah, that's been consistent with what I've been finding in face-to-face classes. But most things, people are very reluctant to get into either controversial things, or they just don't have enough experience to even understand that there's a variety of this perspective.
What you really want to focus on is one of these three things: how to encourage students to connect content to their experiences, because that's negotiating what they're learning with what they already know or have experienced. Or two, how to encourage students to reveal their different perspectives on course content. Or three, how to solicit students' creativity with course content. Because that's a third part we haven't discussed. Yeah, go ahead.
So my approach to the first two have been a varying success. But I usually, in my marketing classes, I would have two discussions. One I call interesting and fun. The other, work-related. So work-related is you are supposed to find situation to the extent that it's okay to with your employer. For example, we're describing relationships with the suppliers. And of course, again, I always caution not to overstep confidentiality clauses.
Right.
But the other, the interesting and fun, again, you know, trying to create some kind of personal connections. Like, did you see an ad that you laughed at? Or did you see something that you thought was really annoying? Did you see something that was particularly interesting? And sometimes this actually sparks very lively discussion.
Yeah, that makes sense. And problem solving doesn't really make sense unless you can capitalize on the fact that they're different human beings.
Right, or different experiences. You know, in a more prepared classroom, like an MBA class with people actually having work experience, that can be a very interesting and a very productive dialogue where people bring in solutions that they thought about and everybody else is piping in, and, you know, like there's some way to share. But yeah, that only works in a class like that.
Right. And it would work in a multidisciplinary course where you have people from different majors coming in and bringing in their different backgrounds. And you could team teach something where you did a paired course with another discipline where you two do some sort of shared assignment or shared activity where you're bringing students from two different courses together to share their two different vantage points on the same problem. And it would work great that way. And you could even do that in a Zoom environment. Even though here we all are stuck at home, we can think about doing these types of things right now this semester.